On this date in Missouri Senate history, the date was December 15, 1863, approximately 5 weeks into the adjourned session of the 22nd General Assembly. Adjourned sessions were becoming more frequent, especially during the Civil War. This would again be the case during both the First and Second World Wars. Over the years, these sessions would also have different names. At one point, they were referred to as called sessions, as in called by the governor. In later years, the same term as today would be used, which is extra or extraordinary session. Despite the continued misuse of the word special to refer to these sessions, a special session can only be called by the legislature, where an extra session is called by the governor. Part of the morning's business concerned a petition from a Mississippi County resident who was a member of the enrolled militia, something that was a part of the Civil War. In his petition, he told lawmakers how he was in Kentucky on business and given the choice of joining that state's army either as a conscript or a volunteer. At the time, there was a rule prohibiting Missourians from doing so. However, again, he claims to have been given no choice in the matter. The petition was then referred to the Missouri Senate Federal Relations Committee. The Senate then went on to what the lieutenant governor referred to as the special order of the day. Senate Bill 377 would extend and complete the Pacific Railroad through Kansas City, the North Missouri Railroad to the Iowa border, the Southwest branch of the Pacific Railroad, and reduce state indebtedness. Some other business was done, and senators moved to adjourn until the next morning. December 15, 1863, the date marking the ongoing adjourned session of the 22nd General Assembly, on this date in Missouri Senate history.